Behold the goodness and severity of God. Sometimes we focus on the goodness, but we must continue in His goodness to receive His goodness. But what about severity? What if we're living our lives in such a way that would not make God happy? How could we compare one extreme to the other? Well, I believe in the book of Psalms, chapter 124, David gives us a little bit of an insight. I'd like for us to study that chapter this evening. Psalm 124. Here, beginning in verse 1, David writes, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us alive. When the wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped, as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." In one chapter, David can remind the people that God takes care of those who are His, but also to punish those who are not. You find in verses 2 and 3, he says, those that have risen against them, they would have been swallowed alive. Perhaps you might be thinking of more than one occasion. One is when God told Jonah to go to the city of Nineveh to proclaim to his word to the people. But Jonah at first did not want to go. And you'll recall how God allowed a great fish to swallow him. But also, in the book of Numbers, chapter 16, there were three individuals and their families, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They wanted to stand up against Moses and his leadership of the children of Israel. And as Moses began to fall on his face before the Lord, he said for everybody to gather together, we would see exactly who the Lord was going to choose. And sure enough, as Korah, Dathan, and Abiram gathered together and their families, the Lord caused the earth to swallow them up. But what about in verses 4 and 5 of Psalm 124? We read, the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the swollen waters would have gone over our soul. You might think, first of all, back to the book of Genesis and how it was that the thought of man's heart was only evil continually. But Noah found grace in the eyes of God. And when God caused the flood to come upon the earth, Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their wives, they were spared. But everyone else perished. Or what about in Exodus chapter 14, when the children of Israel were escaping Pharaoh and the land of Egypt? Remember, God allowed the waters to part, and his people followed on dry land. But then when Pharaoh and the Egyptians began to chase after them, God caused the waters to come back. And all those that chased after Israel perished. Yet God took care of His people. Those that did not perish. We're told in verse 6, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us a spray to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we have escaped. A very narrow escape. From a fowler, one who sets traps for birds, one that catches them, but they cannot catch them if their latch is broken. And yet there are things in our lives that try to entrap us. But yet God has made it possible that we can escape. As he says here in verses 1 and 8, the Lord is on our side. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The book of Romans in chapter 8, there in verse 31, reminds us, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God is for us, but are we for him? Are we living our lives in such a way that brings glory and honor unto God? After all, God has done so much for us. He created us. And even here in verse 8, David reminds us that it is the Lord that has made heaven and earth. And everything that he has created gives glory and honor unto him. And that's what God expects us to do. How are we living our lives? Are we living our lives in such a way that bring glory and honor to him? Or do we allow other things to trap us, to ensnare us? You know, there are many things in this world that can do that. And if you remember, as Paul told the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, with every temptation, God will make a way of escape. And if we remain faithful to him, if we are very firm, God will take care of his people. Eternally, those that have been found faithful can live forever, have a home in heaven with him. But those who disobey him, God will destroy them forever and ever. The choice, though, is up to us. Are we going to choose to serve God? Tonight, the invitation is yours. We're just about to sing the song of encouragement. And if you need to make the right choice, won't you do so as together we stand and sing?